Well, folks, as we close out the show, we are opening up our inbox as we do every week. And this is kind of a weird, unique question because it's a collective question from a group of our Dallas friends when Catherine and I were down in Dallas and had a meetup with you fabulous peeps from the area there. And one thing that we talked about around the table was this idea of boundaries with married friends and coworkers. So whether you're in the church or what that looks like, some of you were concerned because it was like, I was friends with both of them when they were single, but now is it like, should I only talk to the wife? Are wives going to be all crazy and like, you know, oh, I'm trying to, you know, steal her husband or whatever. It gets weird. And so fortunately, we have Gary Thomas here in the studio. You know, not that he has personally been in this crazy situation. He will let us know if that's been the case. But he is a pastor. He's worked with young adults all over in his own church, as well as giving insight around the world as he speaks and writes. And so, Gary, welcome to the Boundless Show.
Thank you, Lisa.
All right. So the question is, how can singles set appropriate boundaries with their married friends?
To be a friend is to want to help your friend in every element of who they are and what they're called to do. And so I guess the first thing I'd say is a cliche, first do no harm. When I'm in a relationship with someone, out of my desires and needs, I don't want to use them and bring them down. So at the very least, the friendship has to support their marriage because that has the priority in the relationship. And this is a hard reality of life, but it's true. Friendship is a temporary thing compared to marriage. I had some really rich friends in college. We moved to different parts of the country, and you have friends that take you through one season of life and not another, and you might even lose track a little bit, and that's just the nature of friendship. In a whole different dimension than I'm sure a lot of your other listeners would have, Lisa and I, being empty nesters, were thrilled when we became good friends with another empty nest couple because we could just do things spontaneously and we could just call them or whatnot. And then his company was bought out by another company in Houston, and they're very likely going to be moving away. And we can't say, wait, you can't move. You know, we fit so well because I like him as a husband. Lisa likes her as a wife. We both like each other. I mean, it's one of those great fits trying to get it. But that's the nature of relationships. And so I've teased them. I said, you know, we are so replacing you because they're gone so much looking for other job. But when you deal with friendships, that's what I would say. Build lots of friends so that you can be a friend. Don't put everything in one particular relationship that you know can't be permanent. I just don't think that's wise because the nature of friendships are they move. There's really only one relationship where I'm committed to follow a person to her dying day, and that's my wife. I can't make that kind of commitment with anyone else. I'm not supposed to make that commitment with my parents. I'm not supposed to make it with my kids or my best friend. So don't put yourself in the situation where you become desperate that if you lose this friendship, everything falls apart. That's not a wise approach to life because it's just not the way that God has set this life up. So first thing then is before you look at that individual relationship, make sure you have a broad circle of support that you're drawing people from. Second, you want to build up every aspect of their life, which includes their marriage. And third, it's just recognizing when I marry someone, their spouse gets to be the gatekeeper. If Lisa tells me, anyone, Gary, I don't want you to spend time with her, I don't want you to spend time with him, we're one. And I'm not going to make Lisa feel upset or even have to justify herself if she says, I don't feel comfortable with you being with them. That's the very high and sober commitment of marriage. And so if someone said that to me, my wife doesn't think you're a very good influence around me, we can't run around Memorial Park anymore, I'm like, okay, you're making the right choice. I admire you for making that choice with your wife. And I think that's the attitude we have to have.
Yeah. So practically speaking, for like needs, say within the church or whatever, would you say, I mean, I know some people have rules about like, if you're going to email one of them, just email both of them. So you're kind of both on the same page. Don't have, you know, I remember asking one of my friends and she said, yeah, you know, if you're a good friend with me and my husband and you have a door that needs fixed, shoot him a quick text. No big deal. If that text trail goes on for like 6 days, I'm concerned about that. You know,
yeah,
kind of like,
yeah, I think
the gatekeeper thing is helpful.
Yeah. Well, this empty nest couple, the one of the reasons we like him so much is he's a handyman, mm-hmm. which is the last thing I am. And so Lisa might talk to him about some projects. Now, I'm usually there helping him with the projects so that I can learn. Lisa wants me to be there to learn. If I sensed any vibes that got me nervous, things would change. But we're in a pretty comfortable place in our marriage. They're in a comfortable place in their marriage. I think you have a little more freedom when you do that. Mm-hmm. If a guy has lost trust with his wife, and so she's a little suspicious or jealous, that's not illegitimate. And I think as a friend, you've got to support it. Yeah, you know what? Your wife is being wise. You messed her over, and you need to listen to her. And that's where, again, you're supporting the couple or whatnot. But I think it really depends on the couple. If they're secure in their love for each other, they're secure with each other. And that's why I let Lisa be the gatekeeper. She can say, I'm totally comfortable with you spending time with them. Others, she might say, not. There's a single gal in Houston who is really into biking and really into the Tour de France. And I try not to watch a lot of TV, but I make an exception in July. I catch every stage of the Tour de France. I love it. Mm-hmm. And she knows the riders, and we'll text about it pretty much just in July. And Lisa's comfortable with it. She can see that all the time, but we can share that together. So because Lisa's comfortable with it, we can have that aspect of friendship. But if Lisa said, no, that's not okay, then yeah. We would let that go.
That's good. Well, and the fact that you just have full disclosure about something like that, so she can make that call. You know, it's not being all sneaky and weird. So that's good. Good thoughts. All right, folks, that's it for this week's show. We do want to hear from you. So write to us at editor@boundless.org, and we will possibly answer a question you have in the future. You can also go to boundless.org and search for any advice we've given in the past, and it could be we've answered a question that you've maybe been thinking about. We want to see you around here next week. So show up then. Meanwhile, tell your friends. But I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.